The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Doyle broke up for its summer recess last night. TDs aren't going to be back in Leinster House for about 2 months, and there are a few cabinet meetings left to go, but they're kind of all gone off to their constituencies and their hollybobs. So it's an appropriate time to look back at the Doyle term and pick out the top performers. So joining me, I have to say, very well turned out in his monkey suit for the first annual Doyle Star Awards is Newstalk's political correspondent, Sean Defoe. You've gone to a lot of effort here, Sean.
Yeah, the bubbly might be a bit excessive at 25 past 10 on a Friday morning, but I think it was worth it for the day that's in it.
Absolutely. So our first award is the Political Judgment of the Year.
That's right, Political Judgment of the Year. And the winner is Leo Varadkar for knowing when to step away. And if anyone who's been in a job that they weren't really feeling, they'll know how hard it is to actually make that decision to go, I need to leave here, I need a bit of refresh. Now imagine that job was leader of the country. And so to have the self-awareness to step away, and it seems to have worked out for all parties involved. I mean, like the cash machine number, Leo Varadkar reportedly has 100,000 words written on his autobiography and seems a lot happier in the public appearances he's made. And it's done well for Fine Gael, who seemed to be thriving under Simon Harris's fresh energy. So it's kind of one that I feel we skipped over a little bit earlier on in the year, and that everything moved on in the way that politics does. But a shrewd judgment in the end, it seems, for Leo Varadkar. To bring people back to April, here's a bit of what he had to say when he brought forward, I guess, what was the biggest political moment of the last term.
When I became party leader and Taoiseach back in June 2017, I knew that one part of leadership is knowing when the time has come to pass on the baton to somebody else and then having the courage to do it. That time is now. So I am resigning as President and Leader of Fine Gael effective today, and will resign as Taoiseach as soon as my successor is able to take up that office. I know this will come as a surprise to many people and a disappointment to some, and I hope at least you will understand my decision. I know that others will, how shall I put it, cope with the news just fine. That is the great thing about living in a democracy.
Yeah, Political Judgment of the Year award going to Leo Varadkar. He might ring Joe Biden and offer a bit of advice. My favourite line from the whole period, though, Sean, was to the Fine Gael parliamentary party, where he says, I couldn't find anyone to stab me in the back, so I fell on my sword instead, which I think is a classic political line. But Leo Varadkar gives his name to our next award, which is the Leo Varadkar Award for people who get up early in the morning.
Yeah, I thought it was only right to give our Taoiseach Emeritus some sort of an award as well in this. So, and the winner is, there's only really one nominee, even Simon Harris, who allegedly hasn't slept since April. He has been absolute non-stop. His staff certainly haven't slept since April. Could equally be called the Duracell Bunny Award. And he's the only politician I know who seems to sort of create more energy as he does more things. You know, he's sort of like a renewable source of energy in himself. Anyone who has been driving the N11 early in the morning and late at night will have seen his motorcade going past them at all sorts of hours. So the award for people to get up early in the morning, Simon Harris, the new Taoiseach.
Okay, the Survivor Award. Now, this has been very kindly sponsored by Destiny's Child.
It was only appropriate. You had to reach out to them, you know. I'm just sorry we don't have the backing music at the moment. Two nominees, Helen McEntee, the Justice Minister, and Micheál Martin, the tarnished. The argument for Micheál Martin being he's the last coalition leader standing. They've been dropping around him. He now, at his Monday evening meetings with the other party leaders, is the only one who was still there at the start of the year with Roderick O'Gorman and Simon Harris in around him. And when the knives were out for him at the start of the coalition, everyone thought he'd be the first one gone. He's still going and no signs of slowing down. Sort of can write his own political destiny. But the winner is Helen McEntee, because we paid a lot of attention to Micheál Martin, and I feel like she's skated under the radar a little bit in getting through a difficult year without losing her job. Obviously faced plenty of criticism for her handling of the Dublin riots, different immigration issues, and the increasing feeling that people just aren't safe in Dublin city centre. There's been lots of issues with the Gardaí as well throughout the year. Maybe felt that she was kind of lucky to keep the justice portfolio when the reshuffle happened. You wonder how much would have been different if, for example, Simon Coveney had decided he wanted to stay a cabinet rather than retire. She is and can be a formidable politician and did earn the job. People tend to forget that she had a sterling spell in European affairs before getting it, but her star has most definitely waned, and lucky to be the survivor this time.
The Political Hot Seat Award is up next, and two big names fighting it out for this.
Yeah, we've got a few names. So the first one, obviously, Mary Lou McDonald, Sinn Féin leader. They had an absolutely terrible local and European elections. She isn't under any pressure within the party to resign, but they have gone from 37% in polling 2 years ago to 18%. She is under a lot of pressure to turn that around. And here's a bit of what she said she'd do after the local elections, the last time we heard from her in detail on it.
Everything for the review is on the table. When we go to learn from our experience, we have to have an honest conversation. That's what we'll do. And as I say, we have the benefit now of having spoken to people right across the state. I will lead this reflection and this process. You know, when the going gets tough, that's the point at which leaders step forward. They don't step down.
Yeah, but she hasn't stepped down. Who else is up for this?
Other two, one of my surprise people, Holly Kearns, and not necessarily because she's under pressure internally, she's not, but she is under pressure for her seat. Really, in Cork South West, it's going to be a two-seat constituency.
Massively under pressure. I mean, again, to be honest with you, I can't even remember what she sounds like outside of the Dáil. I haven't heard her do an interview in forever.
Well, she was on the Anton Savage show, of course, last Sunday. It was the last time that we heard her on. But it's effectively a two-seat constituency when you count in Michael Collins. It's also one of the very few constituencies in the country that has no Fine Gael TD and no Sinn Féin TD. That's going to be a big battle. And she basically faces one of the biggest swings of any politician at the next election, because she could be the Social Democrats leader for many years to come, or she could entirely lose her seat. And both, I think, are equally plausible. But the winner of this award, and this may be a bit harsh, but I feel like you of all people is not going to think this is harsh, Roderick O'Gorman. And I know Greens are going to be on to be saying, the man is only in the job 5 days, would you ever leave him alone as leader? But he is the only one of these candidates who is guaranteed to face a leadership election in the next year as part of the Greens constitution. No matter what happens in the general election, they have to have a leadership contest within 6 months. They are under huge pressure to keep seats in Dublin and try to hold on in the rest of rural Ireland, where there's a good chance they're going to be fairly well decimated. Said all the right things these weeks, but he's under a lot of pressure. And there's a lot of talk in the Green Party that Catherine Martin was just keeping her powder dry this time, and she might put her name forward after the election. So Roderick O'Gorman, political hot seat award.
OK, a biggest disaster award. Now, as always with politics, there's a long list here.
Yeah, there always is. I mean, you could pick 20 different things. I've narrowed it down to two: the Sinn Féin for their role in election fiasco, but the winner, the government, for its botched referendums and the impact of those, I think, were understated in the local and European elections. The government got the wording wrong from the start and managed to take something in the women's place in the home and the role of the family that people, a lot of people broadly wanted to support. The polls were telling us something like 70% of people wanted to support it, and they made such a meal of the wording and such a bad handling of it, led by Roderick O'Gorman and the other anchor, it should be said, that ultimately it was a very resounding no vote, and this issue has been tabled for another 5 or 10 years. So, biggest disaster, the government for its role in botched referendums.
And we've all forgotten about them already, isn't it great? Meteoric Rise Award. Now, there have been some politicians that are flying up the tree. It's a real sign I'm getting older that the politicians are younger than me.
Yeah, I'm still holding on that the finance minister is older than me, albeit only by 2 years. So it's getting closer and closer. It's the time is catching up with me as well, Jonathan. So the Meteoric Rise Award nominees: Simon Harris, obviously, for becoming Taoiseach and climbing up that ladder. The Oireachtas Media Committee for its role in RTE Gate. Obviously, some of them were joking that they had more viewers at times than the Late Late Show and were very prominent over the last year. Some TDs we've never heard of suddenly making the national airwaves. But the winner is Jack Chambers. He has gone from the start of this political term as being a junior minister of middling note to being the third most powerful politician in the country, the deputy leader of Fianna Fáil, the presumptive next leader of Fianna Fáil, and the finance minister about to deliver the coalition's most important budget. From 10 years, he's gone from floppy-haired election candidate in the local elections to the highest tiers of Irish politics. So Meteoric Rise Award goes to Jack Chambers.
The presumptive next leader of Fianna Fáil. You know Fianna Fáil, don't you? There's no such thing as a presumptive leader of that party. The Rarified Air Award is up next. Now, this is sponsored very kindly by the Belgian Tourist Board.
That's right, because we've got a whole load of people going to be spending a lot of their time and a lot of their money in Brussels this year. The nominees in sort of a group to themselves: Nina Carberry, Kieran Mullooly and Cynthia Niverku, all four managing to go from no political background to MEPs and proving that being on TV is still a very important thing in Irish politics. Éan O'Riordan for making Labour somewhat relevant again, to botch that Trump phrase, and managing to get himself elected against the curve. But the winner is Michael McGrath, the former finance minister, who has been elevated to the rarefied air of Brussels and of the EU commissionership, assuming he's approved, which he will be. It's an interesting one because the EU commissioner used to be somewhere you sent older politicians who were being put out to pasture and put out to retire.
You're getting rid of them normally. That's what it used to be.
you're getting rid of a problem from the national stage, a minister you can't quite drop and you want to promote it. Not the case here. He's only 47 years old, and presuming that he only got a first term, in one term or even two terms, he's still going to be this, you know, south of 60 by the time that he's finished in there. Could have a long career in European politics ahead of him, and I imagine will be dining out on expense accounts in Brussels for quite a while.
And finally, the Shy and Retiring Award for the best TD stepping down. Now, there's been a good few of them who are after going here, so it's hard to pick a winner.
It's a huge field, a third of the Fine Gael parliamentary party, if you wanted to put it that way, and many more besides. I've nominated it down to five nominees. Richard Bruton from Dublin Bay North, longstanding Fine Gael TD. Simon Coveney, who obviously announced this week, probably the biggest name who is standing down at the next election. Eamon Ryan as well, the leader of the Green Party. And then Roisin Shorthall and Catherine Murphy from the Social Democrats. You could make your arguments for any one of them. I mean, Simon Coveney has been a TD, or has been a minister nearly as long as I've been an adult, which will tell you how long he's been on the political scene and making moves.
Richard Bruton. Oh, way to make him feel old there.
Well, I was going to go for Richard Bruton and Roisin Shorthall have been TDs longer than I've been alive. There you go for making them feel old. We'll just keep on going down the list. But the winners here are it's a joint winner, Roisin Shorthall and Catherine Murphy, because so much of their career has been joint for the last 10 years. Of all the TDs who are retiring, I thought it was just really noticeable that, you know, all the rest get maybe an email or, you know, a tweet with someone saying, oh, well done, congratulations. There were six different parties having paid tribute to the two former leaders of the Social Democrats within a half an hour of them announcing that step down. That was, you know, a big break into all business. They're very well respected. They've achieved a lot in their careers. And I'd say two of the rare TDs that you could say them stepping down actually does make the Dáil a poorer place. So the Shy and Retiring Award, which neither women was in their career, in fairness to them, Roisin Shorthall and Catherine Murphy.
Well, the cut crystal is being sent out in standard post envelopes to all of our winners of the inaugural first Dáil Star Awards. Newstalk's political correspondent Sean Defoe, enjoy the champagne and stay in the suit at least till lunchtime. Still to come.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.